Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Small businesses were the focus of Democratic gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams' job tour stop today in Atlanta. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
At a local restaurant, Abrams brought out a few small business owners as the type of Georgian that will benefit the most from her five-point jobs plan.
And of course, today I want to talk about small business growth because I'm announcing my commitment to a $10 million fund that will improve small business financing in the state of Georgia.
She says the state's film industry is one of many examples of Georgia's small businesses seeing success. Abrams faces off against her Republican challenger, Secretary of State Brian Kemp, in the general election November 6th. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Meanwhile, Kemp has rallied top Republican leaders from the state behind him. At a unity gathering last night, Governor Nathan Deal, Senator David Perdue, and Kemp's runoff opponent, Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle, pledged their support heading into November. Kemp says the job now for Republicans is simple.
We have one mission tonight, all of us together, united, and that is to defeat Stacey Abrams and keep Georgia red.
Kemp also has support from the White House after President Donald Trump tweeted an endorsement last week. Four executives at Georgia Tech are out after audits found evidence of wrongdoing. According to the AJC, the vice president of campus services, director of digital networks, and the executive director of parking and transportation services all resigned. They were accused of things ranging from golfing on company time to improperly diverting funds to giving a $50,000 raise for no documented reason. The school also parted ways with its executive vice president of administration and finance for not disclosing a relationship with a vendor. The Secretary of State's office says Russia did not gain access to any election systems in 2016. It comes on the heels of a news of one of 12 Russian spies indicted for election interference. That Russian spy visited two Metro Atlanta elections websites. According to WSB, the Russian agent viewed a job posting for a Cobb County election technician position and visited a candidate information page on the Fulton website. The University of Georgia is getting $1 million to try and boost two of Georgia's top crops. The goal of the U.S. Department of Agriculture grant is to improve cotton and peanut production. According to the Athens Banner-Herald, scientists are working to breed cotton with longer fibers. That makes it softer and increases the cash value of the crop. Peanut scientists are looking for ways to make the plant more resilient to disease, insects, and climate change. And hundreds of thousands of pounds of old Delta Airlines uniforms are being repurposed. After the Atlanta-based airline introduced new uniforms this past May, many employees donated their old blue uniforms to Looped Works. Better conditioned clothing will be donated to people in need. More worn material will be recycled into things like bags, furniture stuffing, and home insulation. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.